say that'd be a mobile. Here, I didn't even know it. How about where you are?
Here in Gray Court. I did have to go out earlier. A bunch of coins arrived via FedEx, so wanted to put them in the safe deposit box. But aside from that, I haven't been out. No, not ringing yet.
Coin collector. I'm going out to collect a coin battery. A battery the size of a coin.
You know, things like U.S. Eagles or Maple Leaves, no real collectible value. They just trade on their bullion content.
The price of gold.
Apparently, the price of gold went down about $50 by the time these got here. I should have waited another week or two. It might be on a downtrend. But, you know, short term, it's hard to say.
Thumbs up, gold goes down. When the market goes down, gold goes up. And the market just started to turn around. Who knows if it'll turn around? It could be another false bottom. It could drop again. Who knows?
You know a little about investing. Yeah, I gotta get back into a portfolio, create another stock portfolio. You know, I'm running out of money to invest. If I could put $50K in the market right now, that'd actually be quite a lot.
It's kind of early to know if it's going to continue through the end of the year, or the jobs report came out this morning. It looked pretty good. And the market went up, but who knows, there could be something just as bad happen next week and put it back in another tailspin. Who knows?
It's rule of acquisition 35, war is bad for business. Or is that peace is bad for business? Or was that rule of acquisition 36?
You know, he's still at the bank where I left, and he told me nobody ever went broke by taking profits. So every now and then you got to take some profit.
You look at it this way. If a third of your portfolio overperforms by, you know, more than a few percent, a certain percent, a third of it performs above average. If a third of it performs significantly above average, a third of it performs about average, and the third totally takes a crap and dies, I think you, on the average, you still come out ahead.
And it depends on how long you can float. you might wait for some of that other stuff to come back. You might wait too long, and some of the stuff that did good goes down. If we could figure that out, we would be rich. But we can't, so we aren't.
Well, two things is, I guess, don't get attracted to any one particular stock. You know, don't fall in love with, like, let's say, Tesla, assuming that, because you like the technology, you like the company. You know, don't be afraid to cut something loose when it's underperforming. And that was rule number one. What the heck was rule number two? You know, don't chase your losses. Don't buy something back thinking it's going to go up again, or, you know, it's, you know, in other words, you're not going to time the market. You're not going to find the perfect place to buy and sell. You can only play the averages.
Somewhere, don't try to catch a falling knife.
I tried that one time. My right pinky still doesn't move quite right. I think it's severed a tendon. So literally don't try to do that. And yeah, figuratively don't try to do that either.
I'm not going to do that while it's going down. I'm going to give it plenty of time to hit rock bottom and then start coming up. It's got to come up a little ways before I'm going to get back in. Anyway, I got to run in here to Lowe's and get me a coin battery or four for my new GPSs. I don't think they'll perform right if you don't have a battery in them. So, but we'll see. And I'll be back out after that. W4DJW.
AG, I'll still be sitting here. You have a good one.